Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Multiple thieves hit the Whiteville Clayton Homes dealer on Thursday night, making off with more than $13,000 worth of appliances and furniture. According to Whiteville police, the theft was discovered Friday morning. Whiteville PD are investigating. The city of Whiteville is asking residents to trim trees or bushes that are interfering with the sight lines near streets. Some bushes and trees are out in the street or either hanging too low and larger vehicles are hitting them. Also, school bus drivers cannot see oncoming traffic. Whiteville city staff will cut or remove overgrown shrubbery and charge the landowner if need be. A Virginia man is dead after a shootout that left a Brunswick County deputy wounded yesterday morning. Brunswick County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called to a Leland business after a man who allegedly was loitering around 5 a.m. He reportedly opened fire when the deputies tried to get him to leave the premises. The North Carolina State Bureau of Investigations is handling the case. Salons in the North Carolina House began discussions yesterday on six significant veto overrides. The Freedom to Carry Act would allow anyone 18 years of age or older who are not prohibited from owning a firearm to concealed carry without a permit. The Border Protection Act would require sheriffs and local governments to cooperate with federal immigration officials and allow residents to sue so-called sanctuary cities. Other bills would prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion in local governments and education. Candy Herring Lee is facing multiple charges after fleeing the scene of a car crash and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Lee, age 47, is under a $110,000 secured bond. She reportedly left after hitting two vehicles and striking two more on North Elm Street. She then injured a Chadburn patrolman who was taking her into custody. We have much more on this story online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. State Supreme Court Justice Paul Newby has announced a task force to tighten pretrial release conditions. The group will take a deep dive into unsecured bond, release conditions, and other issues. The effort is in response to the national outcry over the August 22nd murder of Irina Zaretsky by a convicted felon on a Charlotte commuter train. Legislators this week began discussing Irina's Law, an effort by legislators to tighten bond standards for violent and repeat criminal suspects. The defendant in the Zaretsky case was a 14-time convicted felon released on a written promise to appear on a pending robbery charge. The bill would eliminate unsecured bond for violent suspects, among other changes. On Saturday, Columbus Regional Healthcare and the Columbus Partnership for Children will join forces with the George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. Look for bike raffles, Kona Ice, free health screenings, clinical breast exams, food trucks, CPR training, and more. It's all happening from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the center. For more information, call 910-308-4252. The center is located at 731 Farmers Union Road. Mishap Springs Community Church will sponsor a tent revival on September 27th starting at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. Speakers will include Reverend Tim Reeves, Reverend Larry Cartrett, and Reverend Chris Eason, with music from The Master's Hands and Willing Heart. Bishop Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road in Whiteville. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is on Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. There'll be a live band, games, food trucks, photo props, market vendors, and much more. Admission is $5 for adults, and children 9 and under get in for free. The market's located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. Columbus Regional Healthcare is hosting its annual tailgate for prostate on Friday from 12:30 until 3 p.m. It's happening at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food. Enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets, and there'll be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol and A1C screenings, and you can call 910-641-3662 for more information. On Saturday, the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza is happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the car show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more information. The city of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. Deadline to vote is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville is holding a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12, and you can see any church member to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. It'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.